some beautiful sounds from Joyanne Parker, who's in the studio with me. And we're talking about a show she's got coming up on Friday at the Women's Club of Minneapolis. That is called Old Flame. It's off of Joyanne's record, Roots, from 2023. And Joyanne, that is the one to play on the jazz station. Steve Rome, great vibraphonist, playing marimba on that track. He's part of the New Standards. And your voice sounds so great. Do you blush a little when you're like in a radio station and you're hearing your own voice? Or you're just like, yeah, I got it. I'm doing it.
I think I'm used to it by now. Not anymore.
Well, you know what? It's a cool thing to be used to, because it means that you're getting played on the radio and you're getting a lot of support, and it's well deserved. And you're bringing one of your shows to Minneapolis. You're playing on Friday night at the Women's Club. And thank you very much for coming by and visiting Jazz 88 to talk about the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
I looked at your calendar and I got tired.
Me too.
This summer, how many days this summer do you think you will do nothing related to music?
Oh, man, nothing. That's, wow.
I don't,
two?
You don't no piano, no guitar, no rehearsal, no sound check.
That'd be hard. Maybe two. On Saturday, it was my birthday, and I took an entire day off. So that was one, and I'll let you know when the other one is.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Now, you've gotten a lot of gifts in the past couple of years, because this record, Roots, has brought you up to another level. You're getting lots of love. When I look at your website, the pull quotes are from all over the country and beyond. It's not something that's just happening regionally, but it's clearly happening regionally as well. What do you think made folks connect with this record? You've put out a number before this. What's different about Roots?
Well, I think every time you release a record and you get good PR behind you, it just gets farther, right? Because you have more name recognition. And so every it kind of builds, I think, on every time you release another one. And I think as long as it's good, right? And as long as you keep releasing quality stuff, it will keep increasing. And so, you know, we put out great stuff every time. Kevin Bowigan on that record, always making sure that it sounds fantastic. I think just the quality of the players I have, the band is amazing. We love each other. That's a huge part. I think you can feel the love in the music, honestly. You know, a lot of people don't make records with a band anymore. They have studio musicians come around, and not that it doesn't sound good, but I think the love is missing there. I think that it's something you can't really grasp. Like, you don't go, you're like, what is it? I really think that's it.
There's something about that chemistry you develop on the bandstand that's hard to manufacture in one recording session.
Yeah.
I certainly agree with you there. Now, you talk about having PR behind you. Your guitar player delivered this CD to me in a snowstorm last year. Was that your PR team?
Well, he's definitely part of it.
Yeah. I mean, you do what it takes to make sure that the music gets out
that's
there.
That's right.
And I'm very excited that the music is getting out into the Women's Club. You're playing there on Friday night. Now, I see that you play a lot with a duo, you play with a trio, you do Patsy Cline music. What sort of show can folks expect who visit the Women's Club on Friday night?
Well, this is all original music, so this will be anything off the last three records and more. We actually are working on new music, so there'll be some debuts at the Women's Club. Yeah, and people get to hear what's new, because it's always new sounds coming out. I don't have one thing I do, as it's clear on these records. I love all kinds of things. So, yeah, it's going to be original music, Joyanne Parker written music. So that's what's different about it. We love doing all the other stuff too, the tribute things or whatever. But this is so fun, and it's unique because all six of us will be there.
Okay.
You know, there's not that many times when you can. I don't think I think we have like two more band shows coming up in the next 6 months. So, you know, it's a unique chance to get to see the whole band.
That's really cool. And there's nothing like getting to see somebody do their music in the environment they want to. And that's what's happening on Friday night. My name's Sean McPherson. It's the Afternoon Cruise. I'm chatting with Joyanne Parker. She's playing at the Women's Club in Minneapolis on Friday night. Now, Joyanne, you came to music early in your life, but to blues a touch later. Is that accurate?
Yeah. When I... maybe 34, I started singing in a cover band that did some bluesy type stuff, and then I really threw myself into it, and Mark was doing the jams at Shaw's and the Blues Saloon, and I just went down there and just let them whip me into shape, essentially, and I picked up guitar and learned how to play guitar with those guys in the Blues Saloon and at Shaw's, and I just fell in love with it. I love it, and that led me into a love of soul music and just so much Black American music, frankly.
Yeah.
I love it all so much. And that's why there's such a variety of things on my records. It's because I fell in love with it all. I grew up with country music, which I love too. I love country music, but it's all related in its own way. So there's just that base of American music there. And I love it. I love it.
Did you fear picking up something relatively new at age 34 that you would be left behind or you're never going to get it together professionally?
I didn't think about it.
Okay. You just said, I want to sing this music and this is where I go.
Well, the writing just kind of came upon me. I never wrote a song. I had never written a song in my life before that. So before like 34 years old. So it just kind of came upon me and I just rolled it and here we are.
Well, we got to thank whoever brought you to this music because you've put a lot of yourself into this music and it's been a beautiful thing to watch your development and to frankly just enjoy discovering new parts of what you can offer. And I'm sure that's what's going to be happening when you're taking the stage on Friday. You're probably putting a lot of miles on the odometer this summer. Is that correct?
Yeah, but Mark just got a different truck, so we're good to go.
What's the Joyanne Parker snack of choice if you're running to a gig?
Well, I'm trying to focus on high protein, so it's usually some kind of protein bar or some pumpkin
And you're from Wisconsin,
seeds.
So is it a beef stick?
A beef stick, yes. Definitely some beef sticks from Louie's in Cumberland, Wisconsin. There's a shout out.
I've been chatting with Joyanne Parker. We're going to jump back into the music momentarily, but Joyanne, I just want to say congratulations to you on all the great things that have been happening to you, and good luck with you for the show on Friday night at the Women's Club in Minneapolis.
Thank you.
All right, Lori Dokken is actually presenting a lot of these shows at the Women's Club, and she is a real friend of the station and, of course, a fixture in the music world here in the Twin Cities. She's attempting to be a camera person, but she's now going to hop on the microphone and just let folks know a little bit about the Women's Club, because it's very possible that it's something you've driven past in Loring Park your whole life but never actually checked out. So, Lori, now that you're involved with the Women's Club, tell us a little bit about the venue.
The Women's Club is great. They do have a membership there, but they do a ton of public events. It's a 65,000-square-foot building that has three different performing areas. In the lounge, seats 50 to 80, in the ballroom, like 150, in the theater, where we're doing the show on Friday, and then one a month, actually, through October, is a 600-seat theater. The building was built in 1927, so in the National Historic Register. So a ton of public things, and check it out, Women's Club.
I'm going to ask you a question I know the answer to now, but I frankly didn't when I was like 22.
Yeah.
You can be a dude and you can go there.
Oh, yes, okay. Absolutely.
I know that's obvious, but yes. I just, in case somebody's sitting there going, a Women's Club?
Oh, yes, totally.
Well, Lori Dokken, thank you very much for swinging by. Joyanne Parker, thanks for swinging by. We'll hit some Billy Eckstein before we get a traffic update in a couple minutes. Have a beautiful show on Friday, Joyanne.
Thank you so much.